USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, tells Fox News he's still getting up to speed about the president's alleged affair with former porn star Stormy Daniels.
The facts, I'm still learning. This is, you know, 1.2 million documents.
Giuliani had said last week the president repaid his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, for the $130,000 payment to Daniels to silence her about the alleged affair. Although the lava flow slowed yesterday from the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno warns that there's still dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide in some areas.
At low levels, it can be just irritating to people with respiratory issues. It can get quite dangerous. But then at upper levels, it could be fatal.
Some residents were allowed to return briefly to evacuated areas yesterday to collect items left behind when the volcano erupted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
At a roundtable discussion in Cleveland yesterday, President Donald Trump touted his tax bill and the economy, but also talked about immigration.
We're going to get the wall. Even if we have to think about closing up the country for a while, we're going to get the wall. We have no choice.
The president says we can't just let people keep pouring into the country. He says the southern border is under siege. Protesters clashed with drivers in Sacramento in a demonstration over the fatal police shooting of Stephon Clark in March. The 22-year-old Clark was unarmed and in his grandmother's backyard when he was shot by Sacramento police, responding to a call of someone breaking car windows. Tanya Faison, the founder of the Sacramento Black Lives Matter chapter, says the protest was a call for justice in Clark's death.
When you have a large audience like this with people from Sacramento, and we've been fighting on these streets for a long time, the name needs to be lifted.
Saturday's demonstration blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds, leading some drivers to confront the protesters. Tens of thousands of Lebanese cast their ballots Sunday in the first parliamentary elections in 9 years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A California man accused of torturing all but one of his 13 children now faces new perjury charges. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Riverside District Attorney's Office charged David Turpin with 8 counts of perjury for signing paperwork with the state saying his children were receiving full-time education in a private day school. Authorities arrested David Turpin and his wife Louise in January after their daughter told police she escaped from their Paris, California house. Law enforcement officials say they searched the home and found several children shackled to their beds. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Michigan man is racking up retweets to earn a ticket to visit his girlfriend in Canada. 19-year-old barista CJ Poirier met his girlfriend online about a year ago and wants to meet her in person but can't afford the flight to Newfoundland. Poirier asked Air Canada how many retweets would get him a free ticket to Newfoundland. They told him to match the population of Newfoundland, 530,000. So far, he has over 28,000.
Lots of encouraging messages, and it's just been a very overwhelming experience for both of us.
At the Kentucky Derby, Justify won by 2.5 lengths. The favorite is now 4-0. Jockey Mike Smith earned his second Derby victory and at age 52 is the second oldest winning jockey. The victory was worth more than $1.4 million for the owners, Windstar Farm, China Horse Club, Starlight Racing, and Head of Plains Partners. They bought Justify for $500,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.